Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here every Friday night with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And Jean-Luc originally comes from France, but he's here in the United States. And sometimes he has a fan club with him. So I don't know. Can we? There we go. So we love to hear. You know, all you need is one Diane. That's all you need. Like, you could live a million lives, and all you need is one Diane in your fan club, and you are okay. So there we go. So she could be her own Trump rally. I'm telling you. So anyway, so Diane is here cheering Jean-Luc on, and Jean-Luc
Diane
and I.
Diane in the house.
Yeah. She's in the house, and we have been doing this radio show for a number of years. It's 11 p.m. on the eastern seaboard, and it's 8 p.m. on the Pacific area where Jean-Luc is, and we are here to talk about whatever we want to talk about. And the reason why we do this is because I built Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago so I can have a platform to talk about whatever we want to talk about. You guys could listen in if you wanted to, and Jean-Luc and I have a very similar thought processes as far as business building philosophies and philosophies on life, and, you know, became friends a while back. He started off as a customer, but we started to do our radio show, and after a couple of years of doing our radio show, Jean-Luc, for those people listening in, he called me up one day and he says, I'm not going to be able to do the radio show anymore. And that was really strange because Jean-Luc and I, you know, we do radio shows. There's nothing, you know, I don't think we disagree about many things, and we certainly don't disagree with things where he'd say, I'm not going to do that radio show anymore, you know. So what he did tell me was that he was entering the hospital where he was awaiting a heart transplant. And I say that slowly, heart transplant. Like, he needed a new one, and we knew he was having some health challenges, which is really weird for Jean-Luc because he was so healthy before, and then all of a sudden this kind of crept up on him pretty quickly. So he needed to do a heart transplant, and I'll share with you, I was unfamiliar with how things work, and my first thought was, oh my gosh, you know, Jean-Luc, I knew he was almost 70, and do they give heart transplants to people that are almost 70? I didn't think they did.
Poor guy.
And yeah, or a guy, you know, so, or a French guy. So then he was gone for maybe 2 months, and then originally he came back, and after he told me he was going to be able to do the radio shows again, I was pleasantly pleased in two ways. Number one, he was still alive. Number two, he...
Yahoo!
Yeah, yahoo! That's a starter, you know? And number two, he still had his French accent, because it would really suck if you got like a heart and you lost your accent. So I'm like, okay, good, double win. Like, let's double down. So we've been doing this radio show ever since, and I playfully say anytime I get a chance to talk to my good friend Jean-Luc, it is a wonderful time to talk to a good friend. His name is Jean-Luc. And sometimes, you know, we've been through a lot. We've been through, like, hurricanes on my side and wildfires on his side, and we've been talking about all different kinds of things. And sometimes I have to translate it because sometimes he says he ties his boat up to a dock, and it sounds like a duck. So I have to make sure you guys know that he's not, like, crazy.
Oh, well, we have an earthquake and Diane's falling off the dock.
Yeah, Diane's falling off the duck or the dock or whatever the hell's going on. But we've had, like, firecrackers. Firecrackers. We've had earthquakes. We've had amazing things. Seals barking on the dock. It's been pretty crazy.
Exactly.
So been pretty wild. So we are here to talk about whatever Jean-Luc wants to talk about. And Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. Here is a wild, wild west, you know?
It is crazy.
Is it? Thank you. I appreciate what you say, and I appreciate to be with you every Friday. Tonight is our 348th radio show.
Wow.
And yeah, and you can have a heart transplant from an American people. I suppose it's an American. I don't know exactly. And to keep your French accent, this is not compatible. You can go together, you know.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep. Well, okay, and
we
part of this, I know we're talking about something else, but just to share with the Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, the reason why Jean-Luc is here today is because of the things that he did in the previous 69 years of his life. So when he talks about health and nutrition and all of that sort of stuff, and as a result of all those things, that gave him the fundamental background to have that good health. And then he had a good woman behind him, because Diane was the one who kind of forced him to go. Like, come on, man, you got to go. That's it. So he did his part. She did her part. Team effort, and that's why Jean-Luc is here. So Jean-Luc, go ahead.
Yeah, all of this is true, Peter. You need to. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need pills. You don't need all of that. The first thing you need first is prevention. Okay. Do something. He's like, I say that many times, he's like, Peter, you are in Florida. If you want to come in California with your car, I am sure you will not jump on your car right away and drive to be here. Maybe you will check the oil, the water, maybe change the oil, maybe the tire, and all of this. This is prevention, because you don't want to be stuck on a freeway, you know, coming here and have a problem and all of this. But for the body, it's worse, because when you are sick, what can you do? Nothing. Many times people who are sick, they are at the hospital or they are on the bed, and they are on the bed for days and weeks or something like this, and they do nothing. Prevention, boost your immune system. Don't take pills, don't take vax or jab, something experimental. Take something is very well known. Nature have many things for you to take. Boost your immune system. Vitamin C is natural, even if they do a fake one with ascorbic acid, which is not vitamin C. So you need to take the correct vitamin C and do echinacea, do zinc, do vitamin D3 and all of this, and take care of your body before something happens. And even if you do that, what I have done, you can have a problem. My problem was with calcium. Calcium deposit on a wrong side, say, on a wrong place. Calcium deposit on a valve on your heart and make your heart working too much and wear too fast. And you need to handle the problem of calcium, which I find. You need to have D3 vitamins and K2, and you can skip this problem, you know. Okay, before we start to talk about here, we were talking about what happened in France, which I have not followed. Maybe you can give some information, Peter.
Sure. So for those people that are unfamiliar with France, there used to be French people that lived in France. And then...
It used to be the Gaulois before French.
Yeah, you know, it used
Gaulois
to be French people.
Because France was named Gaul before. And the Gaulois with the one we saw with a big mustache and all of this. But this was a long time ago. Okay,
right.
I'll let you continue.
And then some politicians, for whatever reason... maybe good intentions, maybe bad intentions, who knows, but they start to let in a whole bunch
of... with good intention. It's pretty rare.
Yeah. They let in a whole bunch of people from the Muslim religion, and I'll have to share with you, and I know... Well, let me finish telling the story. So there's a lot of places in France and other places of Europe that have fundamentally changed. So they're no longer like French. They're more like they were over there. They just have to be living in there. And some radical members of the Muslim religion are pretty serious about being, you know, radical. And there was just recently, this week, a big Muslim man who grabbed a, let's call it a butcher's knife or a kitchen knife or some kind of a steak knife kind of a thing, and started a rampage in a park where there was a whole bunch of women with children. So you've all seen those kinds of parks before, you know, where women bring their kids and they kind of like hang out. And this Muslim man started to attack and stab the women and the children. And I don't know how many he killed, but I know he hurt a lot. And
this
it was videotaped.
This is a co-op guy, because you don't do that with, if you want to fight with someone, and,
yep.
First, you, do,
well,
you don't need to fight. You don't need to fight, but find a man.
I know. So there's, so that's what happened. So that the answer is that's what happened. And obviously he wasn't stabbing Muslim women and children. He was stabbing white women and children, mostly, I'm guessing. So the reality was, I was just kind of telling Jean-Luc that about that story. I hadn't heard a bunch about that. But let's face the facts, and I'll just kind of give my little editorial. I've worked with a lot of different types of people, and some of them were Muslim. Some of them in the country that I work with, you know, I'm not going to mention which ones, but some Middle Eastern countries that I work with even still today, some people are Muslim and some people are Christian. And I will share with you, you know, they're all good people, but there's radical people in every religion. But the Muslim radicals, they're friggin' crazy because they think their pathway to heaven is by jihad, which is killing people. Yeah. So, unfortunately, when you integrate these Muslim people into these areas and then they decide that they want to go radical for whatever reason, people are going to get hurt. And I don't know, so I'm going to sound racist or prejudiced or whatever the hell it might be. All I know is that when I go to England or London, you know, I want to meet people that are English. And when I go to France, I want to meet like guys like Jean-Luc. And when I go to Italy, I want to meet people that are Italian and Greek. I want to meet Greeks. I don't want to meet Muslims. I don't want to meet Syrians. I don't want to meet anybody else. And I understand sometimes there's refugees. I get it. You know, they're escaping a worse place. You know, some people, they have to. But it's when they don't integrate and they're radical, that's where there's a big issue. So I hope that doesn't sound too much like hate speech. But that could happen in any religion, I'm sure, in any culture. But,
exactly.
You know,
it's
happening
what
in France.
This has nothing to do with the religion, because Muslim is a religion, like the Christian, like the Mormon, like many other religion. And have nothing to do with the religion, because when you look at many people here, shooting other people, some of them, maybe not all, I cannot say that because all didn't exist, but some of them are Christian or other religion, and a bad guy in a jail can be any religion. This has nothing to do with the religion. I think it has more to do with the indoctrinement these people are going to. Also with most of the people, each time we do an investigation here in the U.S., okay, because I am part of the Commission Citizen for Human Rights, and each time this commission fights against the psychiatric abuse, and you have a lot of psychiatric abuse, maybe one day we need to do a radio show on this, but basically almost all these people, I cannot say all, but almost all, because we make an investigation, are under psychiatric drugs. And a cocktail of psychiatric drugs who make you completely crazy and make you to pick a gun and make you to shoot people and to shoot yourself and shoot even your friend, family, or whatever. This is a psychiatric drugs. Okay? And many times we find behind all of this public shooting the guy or the girl or the trans, because now we don't know, the last one here I think was a trans, and they are under psychiatric drugs, meaning make you crazy, the drug is worse than the drug, the street drug you can take. Okay? I was talking in France a long time ago because I am here for 24 years. I was talking in France with, and I've done some action against drugs in France or here. And talking with some guy who were druggy, he says it's more difficult to get out of the methadone than the heroin. You know what is a methadone?
Yeah, methadone is an alternative that they give you to get you off of
exactly.
Like opioids.
Suppose, too, you are not off. You are another drug. And many of these people we are talking with say it's more difficult to get out of the methadone was a substitute for the legal substitute by the government to fight against the heroin. But he said these people were saying, and not one, different people we talk with, say it's more difficult to get out of the methadone than the heroin.
That's true. In this instance, I don't know that much about this guy, but I think he was radicalized by religion. So I know that there's some people in the Muslim religion where they're heavy duty. Like if, you know, they want to kill Americans. And
Peter, if you look at the Middle Age, the Catholic religion was completely crazy. They are still crazy today, but at this time there was fighting, they was creating the Inquisition, they was torturing people, killing people. The religion, it's for that I quit when I was, after my first communion, I think is when you are 10 or 11 years old, and because I was doing my catechism because my parents put me here and I learned some stuff and I asked, and you know me, Peter, I asked a lot of questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Yep.
And I was asking a lot of questions at this time, and no preach can answer my question. Question makes sense. Okay? How the Mary can be a, how you call that, vierge? And have a baby, you know?
Right.
When someone don't have never had sex, how you call this?
Yeah, virgin.
Virgin, okay. And how she can be a virgin and have a baby? How, if God is good, why he didn't make an intervention on this crazy planet, and especially now? And many people now, I listen, even on many talk show, radio show, all of this, say, we hope God intervene soon, but we didn't know when. And me, I know one thing, he will never intervene. Because one day, maybe on a show, I will explain what is my personal vision of God. And I think I'm not too far what is real, because God exists on every people, not someone who has a superpower and can change everything on this planet. I don't think God like this. I said many people have different view of God, but okay. And we don't need to fight for that. This is the point. And the Catholic, in France, we study history, not what happened here in this country anymore. But when you study the religion war, how England, France, Spain, and Italy was going to fight in Jerusalem, I say, why is they going to fight and kill these people? Because the Catholic religion in Rome was pushing for that. Okay? And I don't think, I think many people in different religion can be fanatics, you know. And the Catholic religion created the Inquisition, and the Inquisition was created in Spain, but was worse in France than in Spain. And they were torturing and killing people.
Yep. Well, religion by itself is a crazy thing. So, but that's not what we want.
For that, I quit because I said, I don't want to be part of this criminal organization, you know. And they didn't answer my question. I find nothing I can use in my life, and I changed religion. I quit at 10, and I find another one at 40. Okay?
Right. Makes sense. Okay. So I brought you up to speed on what happened with France. So what else did you want to talk about on your own radio show?
I want to talk what happened here a little bit, you know. The debt ceiling was being raised and by Biden, but from Biden is not a surprise. But the surprise is from McCarthy, who agreed to raise the debt ceiling. I see now we are going to $36 trillion in debt, not to count what what is due about the Medicare, Medicaid, and all of this. I think we reached $200 trillion, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, McCarthy is a Republican, and he agreed with Joe Biden to raise the debt ceiling. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, the crazy part about it is they raised the debt ceiling with basically no limit for the next year and a half or something like that, January of 2025, which is by coincidence whenever somebody's either going to be reelected or somebody newly elected. But it's very interesting how they self-plan their next drama as a result of that. But the crazy thing is that, like you said, McCarthy actually agreed to an unlimited debt ceiling. Like they could spend as much as they want between now and then, and that they consider that a success. Jean-Luc, I remember when I was a young man and I would watch television. So again, me, the racist, is going to say, I'd be watching television and I'd be looking at these old white fools, like the fools that they are, as pompous as they are. Most of them were white at the time. So it was kind of like, you know, you'd watch these politicians. They didn't know how to tell the truth. They thought all of us were stupid. They happened to be white older men. And I was like, these people are useless. They are useless. They develop their own drama. They lie like crazy. They steal. They think we're all idiots. And they're mentally ill, and I can't believe our country actually runs based on these friggin' idiots. And I looked at them, and it didn't matter whether they were Republican or Democrat. They were all the same to me. They were privileged people that forgot what it was like or never knew what it was like to go to work and earn the pennies or the dollars that they were spending, and it was a joke. So that's why I was never interested in politics or anything else, because I looked at them and I said, these people are a waste of friggin' time. And they just all, now most of them happen to be white. That's why I say I'm a white supremacist racist. They were just a waste
but
of time.
You know, Peter, me, I was always interested with politics, because if you have no interest and if you don't try to change something, even sometimes it's difficult, I don't say it's easy, sometimes it's difficult to change something. Politics is something you need to work with every day. Something happens, a new law passed, something, and this is politics. Even inside a company, inside a business, you can have some politics. But politics are at the level of the government. Look how does it affect us. Before, under Trump, we were paying the 1 gallon gas $2.50 here in California. Okay, it's more expensive. And now we are paying up to $7. Now it's go down a little bit to $5. But I think now the OPEC are closing down to 1 billion barrels a day for the second time. And I think the price of oil will go up again. But even if the oil is going down, do we see it at the pump? No. It's going down recently. It go down from $100 barrel to, I think we are around 60 now. And does the price of the gas at the pump going down? No. They maintain it the same price, meaning they make more profit, you know. And these politics, like Nancy Pelosi, take advantage of their position to have an inside information to trade the market. Do you know that Nancy Pelosi have been the number one successful trader, I think it was last year in the U.S.
Right, and technically speaking, she doesn't do it. Her husband
does. And she makes $16 million.
Yep.
$16 million for 1 year.
Well, I did mention women a little bit earlier, and, you know, Donald Trump really pissed her off when she was on a bus on her way to a plane to fly somewhere, and he said, no, you can't go. See, he should have never done that. Diane knows. Like, never piss off a woman like that. You're never going to live to regret it. I don't remember where she was going, but she wanted to go somewhere, and she had her bags packed, and they were her and a whole bunch of other Democrats were getting ready to go on a plane, and he said, nope, you're not doing it, and she was pissed. And that was then she wound up ripping up a script at the State of the Union address. So you just don't piss off.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on a video. But, you know, she has been to Taiwan. And, and now normally you have an agreement between because Taiwan is part of the Chinese mainland. But you have an agreement between Taiwan and China, and the Taiwan didn't have the right to receive official from another country. If someone official from one country want to come, he need to go to China. And they were not fighting before because the agreement was in place and all of this, and everything was fine. It was growing like this. It was respecting each other. They have Taiwan was like a state compared to here in the U.S. from China, and respecting the agreement. But the U.S. and put some oil on the fire. Nancy Pelosi go to Taiwan, go to see these official people, and piss off China.
Right.
Stupid, huh?
Well,
stupid.
I'm not sure if I go to heaven. But if I do, and she shows up, that's bullshit. That's all I have to say about that.
Peter, what is heaven? What is heaven?
Nothing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that for entertainment purposes.
My spiritual mentor, he said, if you look for hell and you find this planet, I think you will be okay.
Yep.
See? Before we close, because I look at the clock, I want to talk about something else.
Oh, my gosh.
About about the cryptocurrency industry. This crazy guy from the government, when he speaks like this, he can be only from the government. Cary Gentler is the head of the SEC. He's going after Binance. He's going after Kraken. He's going after Gemini, who are exchange. And even going after Coinbase. What will happen? Because it's already happened, because another exchange named, I think it was Jax, say, okay, guys, we cannot operate in the U.S. anymore. These people take everything, put on a suitcase, and go to work on another country.
Yep.
They have done this in China. In China, when they say no miner in China, what does this guy do? This guy take all their business and go another country. Even some was doing business inside some portable container where they have the business. They close the door, take the container, put on a ship, and boom, done.
Yep.
And what does this do? He takes some business out of the country, takes some very innovative industry out of the country to put this in another country. And this guy is completely crazy because he go after all this exchange. Coinbase is a big one, is the number one. And Coinbase have done something very interesting. They have put on their site the how you call this, commerce and industry organization, which is number one on this country, and they have a lot of power. and they put it on the side. Now the crypto industry is raising a chest war for $100 million to fight against this kind of guy, to do lobbying, to do all of this. But they are completely stupid, because even if let's say Coinbase go out of the country and they say we don't do business in the U.S. anymore, if I want to do business with Coinbase staying in the U.S., I take a VPN and I continue to trade.
Yeah.
Because with a VPN you can trade from everywhere. Nobody knows where you are.
Right.
Where
well,
you
Gary
are
gets,
with that trading.
My firm belief was coin was a magical invention, and who knows who made it, but it was a magical invention. And then as soon as the bankers and the people from Wall Street started to try to make it like the financial institution that they've already screwed up, I knew that Bitcoin was over. Like, cryptocurrency was going to be over. And they were going to have a good run at it, 4, 5, 6, 10 years, but Gary Gensler was there, or is there, to put the final nail in the coffin for cryptocurrencies. And he's
but
doing
Peter,
a great job.
He can. He cannot do it. He cannot do it. It's impossible. It's impossible to stop the cryptocurrency now. It's impossible because I agree with you with the bank. At the beginning, not anymore. Because even Chase, even JP Morgan, even the Bank of, you know what, you know the bank, Bank of Mellon, New York?
Yes.
Do you know this bank?
Yes.
This bank
Mellon
is
bank.
The bank of the bank of the bank. I think they manage something like $35-36 trillion with working with the other bank. They adopt the system, they adopt the crypto, they jump on a crypto. Every bank now jumps on a crypto. BlackRock jump on a crypto. They have on New York Stock Exchange, they have ICE. They create a platform specially for crypto. They cannot, they maybe have possibility to stop it at the beginning, but now they cannot stop it because even if they, let's say they stop it in U.S., like I say, I take a VPN, Coinbase is, Guatemala, okay, and I can continue to trade, and I can continue to make exchange with you, with other people, with whoever I want, on any countries.
Yeah,
the
problem is the exchange rates. You can't really use Bitcoin for, most people don't know how to and will never use Bitcoin for regular purposes like banking purposes because the fees are too high. And Gary Gensler and the people in the United States, they're going to wind up screwing that up and making it illegal, and they'll put Brian Armstrong in jail or they'll do something. But the reality is they are single. We're watching the demise of cryptocurrencies, and people like yourself will figure out how to do it if they want to. But for the masses, it's over. Like we're watching them single-handedly take down Binance and Coinbase and all of the other ones, and then they're going to start doing the suing with the FTX. They're going to use FTX as an excuse to even go a little bit further.
FTX is not, you know, FTX is a centralized exchange. It's exactly the contrary of what is Binance, Coinbase, Kraken, because this is a decentralized exchange. And I didn't agree with you when you say it's over, because many people, especially after the bank crisis, now go on crypto. People need to understand something on crypto. Bitcoin is a reserve currency. It's like you have gold and you use the dollar to other currency to trade. And rarely you use gold when you go to the store to buy something. Bitcoin have this behind. Bitcoin is a reserve. If you want to create a saving account, you put this on Bitcoin and you have your saving account. now to use every day. You have Ethereum, you have many other. Now they create like a credit card. You go to the from your crypto account, you can have a card. You go to the store, you pay with your card in crypto. The merchant even didn't know you pay in crypto. Okay, you pay in crypto and you receive the money and whatever you want. You can receive in crypto, you can receive in dollar, you can receive an other currency if you want. But now it's that simple, and the fee have been go down by 100 times, especially since they have the proof of stack and not the proof of work. The use of electricity have been done by 95-99% because of that. Because before they have the proof of work, was using a lot of computer power, electricity, and all of this. You need to be close to a power plant to run your business. Now, almost, not all, but most of them now, and they are going more and more, use the proof of work. And proof of work, you reduce the energy by 95%. And the cost is reduced by the same 95-99%. Okay? Now until to pay for something for a transaction, until to pay $10, you pay not even $1, 10 cents, something like this. Look, when you use your credit card, how much does it cost?
2-3%.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes,
The reality is that the MasterCards and the Visas of the world that are backing these cryptocurrency deals, they'll be shut down by the fine U.S. government. So the government is putting things in place to take this whole thing down. And Gary Gensler is the focal point.
Peter, they can try like they have done in China. But you know what happened recently is 1 month or 1 month and a half ago, Hong Kong reopened the crypto. And Hong Kong is under the China government control, okay? It's part of China now. And they reopened crypto now, 1 month, 2 months ago? They say, okay, we reopened the crypto mining in Hong Kong because suddenly they say, oh, maybe we have made a mistake. They cannot stop crypto now. It's too late. This security is accepted everywhere. You can use many countries, and even if it's the U.S., what can happen with this? If the government is successful to shut down crypto here, okay, the exchange, this company will go another country. That's it. And doing business from another country in the U.S. because many people go with VPN. Even to protect themselves, and many people do that. And people are not stupid, especially the millennials and all these people. They prefer to invest in crypto than gold.
I would.
And they know how to use a computer. They know how to use a phone.
There's a minority of people that will be able to figure it out. But the mass adoption of cryptocurrency by the masses is basically really being damaged. And when they start to do things to Coinbase, I'm telling you, when they start doing stuff like to Coinbase, people like myself say, I think it's time to get all my money out of Coinbase. And Coinbase is going to be
it's okay because if they go after Coinbase, they go after Coinbase money when knows the depositor. Peter, how many cars do they have in this country?
How many cars?
Yes.
Probably tens of millions.
Tens of millions. Do you know the story of the cars at the beginning?
Not necessarily, well, depending on who tells the story, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's the official story. because when something new arrives, is always something new, whatever it is. Even Steve Jobs said the smartphone will not work. He said that, and look how many million and billion of smartphones are around
the
world.
The difference is the government was not trying to stop Steve Jobs from doing a smartphone.
Yeah, but let's talk about the car industry. You have some regulation from the government, like you need to have someone walking on the front of the car with a flag when the car was on the street.
But remember, I told you they're stupid white politicians. So there's stupid white politicians.
Yeah, but do you see it now? No. And how many, at the beginning, you have this regulation.
But we still have stupid white politicians. We still have stupid white politicians. But let's do this. How about we cover this next week? Let's cover this next week because we're already over time. And we'll see what Gary Gensler does to Coinbase this week. So because they're in fighting words. Coinbase and Gary Gensler is fighting words. So they're both digging in. We'll see what's going to happen.
Exactly. Okay, Peter. But remember this.
I have faith in our corrupt government to be able to fuck things up.
Yeah, I agree with that. But remember something. You have a law who was pushing a guy walking on the front of the car with a flag before in 19-something.
I agree. I agree. Yeah? They make stupid laws, but they're not going to let go. Anyway, we are done with our radio show, and I'm going to ask that you enjoy your good friend over there, Diane, and she's going to be hopefully she'll be here next week to cheer us along as well. And I'm going to say, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show. We're going to wrap it up, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for taking the credit.
Bonsoir, Jean-Luc. Yep, bonsoir, Jean-Luc. All right, catch you next time. Thanks, everyone. Thanks.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.